understand.
Both a symptom and a cause. Both a symptom and a cause. How do we deal with this? You're right there at the coal face. The victim becomes the perpetrator.
Yes, yes. We see that often. You know, even with gender-based violence, we see that often where the victim then becomes the perpetrator. But, I mean, Kali's addiction, Kali's abandonment issues, the trauma that she suffered as a child by being abandoned. Abandonment trauma is real, Clarence. You know, so then she becomes a mother, and it becomes this intergenerational trauma that carries from one, you know, to the next. I mean, even if we look at human trafficking, again, there was cause. It's the poverty. It's the black and brown children, girls from households grappling with abuse, addiction, and invisibility. This is all things why human trafficking happens and can happen. You know, it happens in our towns, in our streets, in our schools, and the most at risk. So Jocelyn Smith was an at-risk child for trafficking.
I think, Caroline, there's a lot of thoughts that you have sparked, and it's coming through on the WhatsApp line. I will share that a little later. But thank you very much for your time. And I would imagine that your efforts as an activist is by no means done. You're still active on dealing with this
Not at all. Yes.
Yeah, with this Jocelyn matter.
I want to go back to Saldanha and do some work in the community with women's groups. How do we pick up vulnerabilities? How do we address the systemic issues in our communities?
Thank God for people like you, Caroline Peters. All strength to you. It is 9:30, time for Eyewitness News headlines, and Orly Kalinga is standing by.
Thanks, Clarence. Good morning. Combating corruption in Africa will feature prominently in Cape Town today, where Commonwealth countries will gather to discuss the best practice. As the South African host, the Special Investigating Unit will lead the 15th Regional Conference for the Heads of Agencies. Lobby group Green Connection will today challenge the decision to authorize offshore oil and gas exploration between Cape Town and Cape Agulhas in the Western Cape High Court. Although Total Energies withdrew its exploration activities last year, the oil major later announced it had teamed up with Shell in legal proceedings. And 10 people have died and 70 were hospitalized after strong winds caused boats carrying tourists to capsize at a scenic spot in southwestern China. The passenger boats overturned yesterday. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for all-out efforts in the search and rescue operations and treatment of all those injured. Those are the headlines. More Eyewitness News at 10 or as it happens.
EWN Traffic. This EWN Traffic is brought to you by cars.co.za. Let's find what moves you.
There's a truck broken down on the N1 incoming at the Marine Drive off-ramp. The ramp has been closed to traffic. Trucks need to make a U-turn at Christian Barnard. And reports of a taxi broken down on Hospital Bend incoming, blocking the right lane. Aurélie Kalinga, EWN Traffic.
There's more EWN on air, online, and on the EWN app.
Majestic handling. A V8
Cars.co.za.
Horsepower that is.
Cars.co.za.
This is very annoying. I'm trying to read a car radio advertisement.
Whatever car you want to buy or sell, cut through the and just go to Cars.co.za and let's find what moves you. Cars.co.za.
You know those finfluencers, the kind of bros making bank in Bali, calling themselves Forex gurus, promising you can make money while you sleep if you just buy their course. But then you end up losing sleep, waking up for different market openings, checking charts, scanning the members-only group chat for signals, and you start wondering, why do they call it day trading when you're spending all night spending your money to make money, only to realize that they make their money selling courses on how to make money. Oh. When you can't trust overnight wins, trust 30 years of market-beating returns.
Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized... as being more than just a hardware store. But what does it mean? For the DIY enthusiast, it means not just getting the right material, but also useful advice. For the trade professional, more means a bigger variety of industrial tools and building material. And for the bargain hunter, it means more deals, more rewards, and more savings. Are you ready for more? Shop in-store or online today. Brights, more than just...
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm stretching for tonight.
I thought you're not dancing at bachelorette parties anymore.
Baby, we need the money to put Johnny through matric, Moss.
And what's the police uniform for?
The clients feel safer when I wear it.
No, man, just sell your bucky to We Buy Cars. They give the best prices and they pay you within minutes.
Okay, but can I just go and dance one more time, please? You know how much I love it.
No, the buyer's already on his way here.
Wow, okay.
Strapped for cash? Just sell your vehicle to We Buy Cars. The easiest way to sell your car by far.
What is your greatest fear as a parent? That you didn't do enough to protect them from harm? When it comes to pool safety, those fears can be easily addressed with a Power Plastic Solid Safety Pool Cover. The cover that creates a tamper-proof barrier, ensuring your child's safety when you can't. So rewrite your child's story while you can. Trust the brand that's been covering pools for over 30 years and shop now. Go to powerplastics.co.za.
And news with Clarence Ford.
Share your perspective.
Only on Cape Talk.
And that's exactly where you're at. Views and news through till 12 o'clock. And therefore, if you have any views on any other matters that we touch on this morning, you're absolutely welcome to bring your mind to bear via WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. And you can call. We'll prioritize that call on 021-446-0567. 9:35, Barbara Friedman joins us, our digital content editor. It's time for Barb's Wire, the top three trending items she's discovered on the web.
Yeah. So the first one is a post that Jordan Hill Lewis, our mayor, posted on the 2nd of May. So that's kind of over this long weekend period. So I thought it's worth chatting about. Yes, he was on John's, well, John was standing in for Leicester last Tuesday morning and he came onto the radio waves and he tried to help unpack that new budget that kicks in from 1 July coming up. The big topic is that the city has said they are, in their words, softening the impact of tariff increases for households more valuable than prior. So now households 7 million rand in value and less will get more of a rebate, a household rebate to those properties. They're also raising the pensioner rebate income limit from 22,000 rand to 27,000 rand. And they're reducing the citywide cleaning charges for properties from 2.5 million to 7.5 million. So that's just a summary of their top three little bullet points. But if you go into the whole detail and the commentary period for this budget has closed. That closed on the 2nd of May. So, I mean, of May. But of course, there's still to his post on Facebook, there are hundreds of comments of people saying he's listening, he's trying, the city is trying to listen to what we are saying. Others saying tone deaf, doesn't understand. People saying the value of your property shouldn't determine the costs of your services, because it doesn't mean that you necessarily, the tariffs should be based on usage, said one person, not on the property value, period, !! People saying it's not a relief, it's window dressing, and the new levies are still there, and electricity levies still to be increased by whatever, 38%. So there's a lot of different views and a lot of different issues being raised by the citizens of Cape Town. I don't know, people listening, your thoughts on this, but... you know, the city is saying that they are really trying to, put in measures. First of all, more measures for even the lower income households. They're saying that they're trying to really help properties under 2.5 million rand. And then also to address concerns that not everyone, said Jordan Hill Lewis, not everyone in the 4 million to 7 million rand property bracket are wealthy. So they are trying to help people sort of in that bracket. I mean, he did say on the interview with John that people above 7 million rand properties will undoubtedly face increases. And that's just how the budget has been designed.
Yeah, and then he softened it about midweek after that conversation with John last week.
Yeah.
He came on to tell us about an EFF councillor that defected to the DA and people wanted to understand rates. And we put it to him and then he indicated a softening.
Yes.
Ultimately, the extent of the softening is going to be directly related to that tool that helps me to calculate exactly what it means for my back pocket. So let's see what that means. But there's been a proposal that the City of Cape Town has been tone deaf for a while around creeping rates and utility costs. Mm. And there's, I think, good things happening.
Yeah. So, I mean, just for those listening, obviously these services are both your property rates. So your rates and taxes that people are always complaining about. But also, as you said, the services, electricity, water, sanitation and refuse removal. So they're different categories and these will obviously impact in different ways. So, you know, the city's sort of, you know, it's trying to actually increase in a softer way. Let's put it that way. Doesn't mean that they're not going to slowly increase over the next while.
I think they're going to soften. I think they are going to do more than soften. 2026 is election time.
Yeah.
And what you have are ratepayers association all over this Cape Peninsula. I'm talking leafy suburbs and middle-class suburbs
struggling.
Coming together and saying, let's form this unity in terms of ratepayers where we can deal with issues that affect us collectively. And I think that's great organization.
Yeah, yeah. And I also think this thing for pensioners, always good to hear.
Absolutely.
You know, that is, I know it really hits people hard when they end up in that age bracket and they're no longer earning maybe what they were earning. The second story just was a video that absolutely caught my eye, and that was the story of a small aircraft in Los Angeles on Friday afternoon that had to do an emergency landing on a golf course. It's a very well-known golf course in Los Angeles called the Riviera Country Club Golf Course. Now, you love your golf. Can you imagine you were busy playing golf and suddenly the small aircraft started to land on one of the fairways? But the video is amazing because it actually landed, kind of went over a few hills and bumps of the, what do you call those things, where you golf?
Yeah, that was a green.
I did
catch sight of that video.
It was amazing, and it landed perfectly safely, and no one was hurt.
Well, it could have been a lot bad.
It could have been terrible.
Yeah, that Cessna.
So it is always fascinating to see a good outcome for the little aeroplane.
Absolutely.
And over that golf course, and I think the golfers were like, oh shucks, they were quite astonished by what was going on. So, you know, people commenting, is it a birdie? Is it a plane?
It's a big birdie.
And then finally, because, you know, Barbara and loves her dog, animal stories, this story just was on every single news media network over the weekend. And that was the meetup between the World Guinness Records biggest dog and tiniest dog. They had a play date, which, as all the social media called, it was the perfect, you know, play date. And then just to tell you a little bit more about the doggies involved. So the one is a Great Dane, and his name is Reginald. He's a 7-year-old Great Dane from Idaho. And then Pearl is a Chihuahua from Florida. Both of them certified winners in their respective height titles by Guinness World Records. The fact that Reginald is the size of a small horse and Pearl is as small as an apple didn't stop the two from getting along, reports The Guardian and other media. So literally, Pearl is a 4-year-old little chihuahua who is just over nine centimeters in height. And Reginald is, I don't know, I mean, he's like however many feet in height. He's like a small horse. He's like 1 meter tall. And the pictures are incredibly cute. I mean, this is like a really little apple-headed chihuahua and then the big horse of a Great Dane. And they were loving each other. They were having such a great play date. So it just shows you it doesn't matter what your size is. You can all get on in the dog world.
Absolutely. And that plays out in my home every single day with a little one, the tiny one. Rules the roost. Okay. Thank you, Barbara Friedman. Barb's Why. Anything to comment on? Yeah, some comments in about the race. We'll play catch up there. The rates. We don't talk about race. We are anti-race. Remember? We'll talk about rates and we'll get to those comments in a short while. First, we are going to talk to Dr. Grace Ayensu Dankwa, a board certified American trained general surgeon, burn and burn reconstructive surgeon, and a fellow of the International College of Surgeons. She's also the official skin expert for Borghese Roma, a luxury Italian inspired skincare brand, and she wears these products herself. So we'll find out more, some cutting edge thinking on, of course, burn and reconstructive surgery in the 21st century. That comes your way next.
When the combo is heating up in your town,
community,
or around your dinner table,
the Cape wants to hear all about it too.
The Constitutional Court has now declared, you know, with the inmates that's allowed to study and they must have access to laptops. But who's going to provide the laptops? Is it being funded by public money? Because how does it compare to the law-abiding citizens that's outside, who's already heavily cash-strapped, who's already been burdened by a lot of things? But all I can say, cry our beloved country.
Your opinion matters.
So go ahead and give Cape Talk a call
on 021-446-0567.
And join the conversation.
Aims to have style. But all of their style comes with a why. We don't question our style. We're quite secure with our eye. So if it's a company with an eye for style you're looking for, look no further than Stiles. Stiles with an eye. Visit one of our stylish tile and sanitary ware showrooms across the country or styles.co.za for the best style on the tile mile. That's Stiles.
With Journal, trying to be an adult, day 3247. My financial advisor asked if I was expecting any inheritance. I said, I don't have a trust fund, but I trust that funds will find their way to my bank account. He was not amused.
Recently removed from the family payroll? Get covered at pineapple.co.za. It's like 570 rand a month, so it's 100% the insurance for you. Underwritten by Old Mutual Alternative Risk Transfer Insurer Limited, licensed non-life insurer and authorized FSP. Premiums are risk profile dependent.
Perhaps you want to impress your friends with your Mercedes-Benz or enjoy your Gota in a Toyota. Maybe it's time to get rowdy in an Audi or raise the bar with a Jaguar. Whichever car starts your party, you're bound to find it at Bidvest McCarthy. We have all these brands and so much more. You're guaranteed to find what you're looking for. Bidvest McCarthy. Our people deliver. Always.
At Cape Talk, we love to talk the talk. And when it comes to protecting you, we're committed to ensuring that we walk the walk too. That's why Cape Talk adheres to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission Code of Conduct. We're committed to giving you accurate news, fair comment, and balanced programming, representative of diverse views. If we're not living up to this code, you can direct a complaint to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission. Call them on 011-326-3130. For more info, visit bccsa.co.za. Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
It is nearly 9:47. Views and news through till 12. Me, Clarence. A reminder: you're welcome to be part of the conversation via WhatsApp at 0725671567. And the opportunity right now is to interact with Dr. Grace Ayensu Dankwa, Borghese Roma skin expert and fellow of the American College of Surgeons, joining us on the line to talk burn. And maybe some of the stats out of South Africa will be of interest. 30 patients sustain moderate to major burn injuries in South Africa every month. Burn injuries remain a prominent external cause of morbidity and mortality in South Africa. Injuries are most prevalent in the very young, 7 to 15 year olds. And burns comprise 12% of fatal accidents in South Africa. Of course, it is 90% of burns occur in low and middle income countries. Now, that's an interesting statistic. As we welcome Dr. Grace Ayensu Dankwa, great to have you with us.
Great to have you. I'm glad to be here. Hello, Clarence.
Yeah, we have challenges, and we have, and especially in winter now, we're getting into winter in the Southern Hemisphere, and people are needing to heat maybe their informal places, and heat it with open fire, and that is always the risk. So inevitably, we'll have some very sad stories playing out in this part of the world. But let's get a general assessment on matters. What are some of the most common misconceptions that we have about burn injuries and the recovery process?
Well, thank you. And first of all, I also like to thank your audience for tuning in to the show. Some of the misconceptions basically are that once people get burned, that they're going to always end up with a scar. That's a big misconception, because depending on how early we can catch it and how much we can treat it, you can have a burn, maybe a severe burn, and end up without a scar. So that's what most people are afraid of. And it is possible that you can have a full thickness burn or maybe a partial thickness burn and still not end up with a scar.
Wow. So scars are not necessarily inevitable.
That is correct.
And is that because of treatment available today?
Yes, it is because of treatment, and it's also because of how early you are brought to medical attention. As you know, the skin has several layers, and the severity or the depth of injury is how we classify burns. So you have the superficial, which is really superficial on the epidermis. You have the thickness or the partial thickness to the deep partial thickness. And then you have one that goes all the way down to the fascia, which is the full thickness burn. Then you have the one that is completely charred, which is a fourth degree burn. So that goes all the way down through the entire layers of the skin to the fascia, to the muscle, and sometimes even to the bone.
Yeah.
So that's how we classify various degrees of burns. Of course, most burns are going to be superficial or partial thickness. It is only after, say, 20% or after a certain point where people get like deeper burns. But basically, it's usually partial thickness or full thickness burns.
What complications can arise from maybe incorrectly treated burn wounds?
Oh, lots of things can happen. First, it can get infected. Remember, it is dead skin. Once the skin is burned, there's no blood vessel, there's no blood supply. And so it is literally dead protein, I would say. And when you have protein sitting around and it's not being oxygenized or there's no blood flow, what happens is bacteria takes over, and not just bacteria. Sometimes you can have both bacteria and fungal infections. So the infection is the number one thing that we need to avoid, because once it gets infected, then it can get deeper, and then the care of it gets even more complicated. And then the hospital stay is also much longer.
Yeah, apart from gold and platinum and other raw materials, we also have lots of aloe vera that we've been putting to good use for time immemorial. But what does burn and reconstructive surgery in the 21st century really look like?
What it really looks like is, first, we have to classify the depth of burn. Then we have to look at what percentage of burn. So we have something which is much more simpler, which is called the rules of nine. The rule of nine is how we classify burn, or the extent of the burn. So the head is about 9%, the arm is 9%, both legs are 18%, and then the anterior and posterior back is 18%. So depending on the percentage of burn, normally 20% and above. So less than 20% partial thickness, we can refer you to the local emergency room. But if it's more than that and the extent of burn is higher, then we need to refer you to a proper burn center. And once you get into the burn center, most of the time it is an accident. Could be a gas explosion. It could be a vehicular accident where the car burst into flames. It could be somebody fell into flames. So depending on all that, it tells you where you should take the patient. So if the patient ends up in an emergency room, basically it's more like a superficial burn. We can just dress it. Initially, the first thing we have to do is to cool it down. And cooling it down is it like running it over like cool water, you know, like room temperature water, so that the burn doesn't penetrate deeper. Once we do that, we take a piece of gauze, we moisturize it, or we put it in the water moist gauze and cover it. Then we take the patient to the emergency room. Depending on the level of burn, we can either put topical antibiotics. We can just, like you said, aloe vera, which is a very good moisturizer. The skin needs to be moisturized. So we need to keep it moisturized the whole time so it doesn't dry up or it doesn't get masticated or doesn't get desiccated. So what we do is just keep it moist enough, but not too wet. And then it heals over time. The most superficial burns will heal. But the people that get 20% and above, we need to take them to a burn center. And it's at the burn center. Usually it's much, much more severe. The incident that led to the burn is much, much bigger. And so these, they have to go through actually the trauma resuscitation as well as the burn care. So once we have finished with the burn or the trauma part, which is resuscitating the person, which is the airway, the breathing, and the circulation, then the next step is how do we treat the burn? So basically all the dead skin must be removed. So that's called excision and coverage. And we need to cover it. Because remember, the skin is the largest organ in the body, and it has specific functions. One of the main functions of the skin is to control the body temperature so that the organs in our bodies can function. That is why we check people's temperature when you come to the emergency room or when you go to the doctor's office, because the body requires a certain degree of temperature for the organs to function. Anything above it is a fever, and anything below it, you're hypothermic. So that is the function of the skin. It's actually like a thermometer that keeps that 37 point something temperature for the body's organs to function. So once the skin is not there, we have a problem. Because once the skin is not there, the body cannot control its temperature, and you are likely to get organ failure because you don't have that protective barrier to control the temperature under which your organs will work. So the next step will be to replace that skin that is burned. First, you have to remove the dead skin to avoid infection. And then the next step is to replace it. We have two ways of replacing it. One is with your own skin, which we call skin grafting. So basically we take skin from another side of your body, and then use it to cover the burn site. The second option is that we use like temporary skin coverage. For me, it lasts about 2 weeks or so, no more than that. But there's all kinds of synthetic stuff on the market. We can use pig skin. We can use tilapia skin. We can use cadaveric, meaning other people's skin, to cover it. But that's not natural to the skin. So the body will see it as foreign. So that's just for temporary coverage. So in about 2 weeks, those foreign bodies are removed, and then we have to find your own skin to cover it. What makes it even more, increases the morbidity and the mortality is if you're like 80% burned. That means there's not enough of your own skin left to cover the 80% that is burnt. So that is when, as surgeons, we have to do all kinds of things, Doctor, to figure out where to get the skin.
We've got to move on. We've got to wrap up and go to news in a short while. But we know with first and second degree burns, maybe we can go to aloe vera, which is readily available. But are there any other products maybe that can treat burn injuries? Must it be surgery when you're looking at third degree and fourth degree burns?
It doesn't always have to be surgery, but oftentimes if it's fourth degree, you have to have a component of surgery. We do have a lot of stuff on the market. We have vitamin E's, especially the Borghese skincare line has vitamin E's. We do have some vitamin C's that also lightens the area that gets burned. Oftentimes it gets darker, so it gets hypopigmented. So you can use vitamin C serums or ointments to make it less darker or to match your skin color. And so there's a lot of things on the market that we can use, but we have to use it sparingly, and we also have to use it under the guidance of a physician.
Sure.
That is fallen, basically to avoid scarification.
Dr. Grace Ayensu Dankwa, we appreciate your time and your expertise. And I think you may want to check out Dr. Grace Ayensu Dankwa, or the Borghese Roma skin expert that she is. You'll find her exactly there if you Google Borghese Roma skin expert and find out more about their product range and how it could be of benefit to you. It is 2 minutes to 10 o'clock. News coming your way. Orly Kalinga is standing by with news at the top of the hour.
At DigiCape Gardens, it's never been easier to get your hands on an iPhone. And now we're making it even easier on your pockets too. Get up to 20,000 Rand in value when you trade in your old iPhone. And with a wide range of finance options starting from 3 months interest-free, you can afford to get your hands on that new iPhone sooner rather than later. So get the best trade-in deals and iPhone savings at DigiCape Gardens. DigiCape, for Apple and so much more. T's and C's.
Spice Maker's newly packaged spices, categorized by spicy orange, exotic red, natural green, and magical purple. Use our blends and seasonings, masalas, herbs, or pure ground and whole spices to create yet another unforgettable taste experience. Choose your color, choose your number. We have your taste. So come on, do it the Spice Mecca way, the cook easy way.
We have the best special.
The best sales executive.
If you need a trading evaluation, contact me.
That's too much noise. If you're in the market to buy or service a car and the noises of all the options out there is overwhelming, speak to Hatfield Motor Group. With over 14 brands, 51 dealers, and a website featuring more than 3,500 vehicles, we make it easy. Apply for finance.